Tal Kizuma de Inchibese. The Gemara quoted that Haga of Amram, in a particular case, he prepared a Tcheles Tzitzis for his family, Rashi says for his wife. And the issue was that he had not done he did all the Ksharim, the Chuyos, created the Gedil of the Tzitzis, but he hadn't yet snipped them so that it was still one Chut. And the Psak came to him in the name of Rav that nevertheless it's going to be Kasher as long as he does the Psika later on. The Gemara shows you that Rav holds Psikas and Zuhi Asiyasan, and so it would be by Sukkah as well, that Kitsitsasan Zuhi Asiyasan, there'd be no need for Nanua in the case of the Mishnah. That's the context of the Gemara's mentioning Rav Amram. Meanwhile, Tosas gets into the side issue relating to the Chiyuv Tzitzis for Nashim. So again, the assumption is that Inshe Beisei, as Rashi here also says, refers to his wife. Already Rashi lets us in on the point that Tosas is going to be Mayrechin. Just remind ourselves from Rashi. Rashi says, the Kasava Laila's Man Tzitzisu, that the mitzvah Tzitzis is not called Zman Grama. You're chayiv to have Tzitzis at night for a Beged Laila. Ayat Tzitzis Isim also, that's how those who are the night Beged Laila use the Pasuk Risim also to be excluding it. So we say no, Risim also is Prat Luxus Summa. This is what Rashi points out, and Tosa says the same thing. Tosa says, Rabbi Am holds this way, Bechin Rabbi Yehuda Perkat Cheles. He also holds that Laila, that women are chayiv in Laila's Man Tzitzis, because Savri, both of these Amuroyim hold Laila's Man Tzitzis. The law Mitzvah Shas Man Dramahu, and therefore Venashim Chayavos, Kerabonan de Perikat Chelas. The Amri Hakol Chayav Mitzitzis Nashim Va'avadim. Rav Shimon Poter Benashim. That's a brisa there in Menachis Daf Mem Gimel. So that's Machokis Tanoim Mefurish there in the Gemara. So the Tanakama says that women are Chayav Mitzitzis. Rav Shimon Poter. How do we hold? The Kavase Kaimelon. We in fact hold like Rav Shimon. Mididachi Gemahar Tosus. No, numerous rights. Number one. Mididachi Gemar Peresh Perk Shem Dizvachim Luukmi Tanoi Hasam Kul Kirav Shimon. Dimamayek Sus Laila. Umarbik Sus Suma. In other words, there are Miutim and there are Ribuyim. There's a Pasuk or Isim also, which is Mimayit something. Possibly it's Mimayit Suma. Or it's Mimayit Ksus Laila. Because the Isim also means it has to be seen, either because nighttime you can't see or Summa can't see. On the other hand, there's another pasuk which is Marbet. It says Gedilim. There's two parshas of Tzitzis. One is the Parsha Shlach that we say every day in Shema, the end of Parsha Shlach. And then you have the other pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, in Kiseitse, Gedilim Tasalach, Al Arba Kanfas Ksuscha Shetachasabat. It says it right next to the Issa Kilayim. Shatnez, or Suba Shatnez. One pasuk. So that's a riboy. So what do you do with the meat? What do you do with the riboy? So the Gemara wants to say there in Zvachim that everybody is holding like Rav Shimon, that there is a miut of Ksus Laila. And the riboy is Ksus Suma. So you see the Gemara has a bias in favor of passing like Rav Shimon. That's one raya. Furthermore, V'ubda de Rav Yehuda bar Viloi, Perek by Memadlikin, Shahayu Tamidav Mechabin Mimenu Kampik Susan. They were wearing sadin, begotten of sadin of linen. And we know that tzitzis involves tcheles, which is tzemer. So you have the issue of shatnis, but because the Torah juxtaposes the mitzvah tzitzis with the isser shatnis, so we know that the Torah is not here, is waiving the isser shatnis for the sake of mitzvah tzitzis. But whatever the reason, they didn't want him to know that they were not wearing the tzitzis on Sadin. And the Gemara explains why not. The Aminan, the Inu Savor, what did they hold? Gzeirim Shem Ksus Laila. In other words, since Ksus Laila, there's no mitzvah tzitzis, and if you're going to have the Tcheles, the Tzemer, on Ksus Laila, then there will be a problem of shatnis, because the only reason you waive shatnis is when you have the mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, there's no waving of the Isser. So therefore, they were worried about having tzitzis on Sadin, on a beged of linen. because of the fact that there's ksus laila, which wouldn't have the mitzvah. But why did the Gemara have to give that reason? The ika taima achrina perkat cheles, Tos doesn't say it. I think it's because of exerishim kala ilan. Kala ilan is the fake cheles. So there used to be people that were frauds, and it was cheaper to have kala ilan, and they would say it's cheles. So there's always a concern. A person could end up not really having the real mitzvah of tzitzis because he uses the kala ilan. And again, that's why, again, the chachamim could have said, don't put on tzitzis on a baguette of sadin, on linen, because of the possibility that you use kala ilan. But that's not what the Gemara gives us the reason. The Gemara gives gzeira mishum, what example, that you wouldn't have the mitzvah? The fact that it be ksus laila. So what do you see again? That the default seems to be that we hold like Rosh Shimon. That ksus laila is pater and laila gavzman tzitzis. Again, midinokat high timer, even though ika time achrina, and yet midinokat high timer, shmamina to hu ika. That the real reason is that ksus laila is pater, and that's why they hid their kanfos habgadim. That's a second proof. The perkam emalikin, gabi hai de parich, de chihecha de mar bishar begadim winyin tumma. Nirvi nami winyin tzitzis, measher techaseba. So why don't we use the riboy shetachaseba, the pasuk in Parshas Kiseitse, as a riboy gabi tzitzis? And material, whatever the material is. Umishani, no, that's for a different riboy. The riboy is not for Tumimar Beshar Begadim, but Mishani, Tahumibay Lerabos Ksus Suma. And where do you see who holds that way? Umaisi Baisad Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is the one who's Marbek Susuma from Meshet Chasaba. He's not, because he's not using the Re'isimo, so Tumimai Ksusuma. What does he use the Re'isimo so to do? Tumimai what? So the Gemara again is bringing in Rav Shimon there. It's right there. Shmami nadi ken alacha. Another raya. And a fourth raya. Ustam braisa perkami de kedushin. That's the Gemara that discusses mitzvah shesman grama. So it gives you a list. Gabi mitzvah saseh shesman grama de kachashem tzitzis. So again, you see that we're all, the sense of all the various Gemaras, the cumulative effect is that you see halacha kirav Shimon. That's a fourth raya. Now he has another raya which he pushes back on. Va'od, Drabban and Drab Shimon, the Tanakama there in the braisa that we began with, they're the ones who are Machayev Nashim, Muki Perkat Cheles, Uri Isimoso. So there's a drasha to make from Uri Isimoso. And what do they say? That Ukedesanya for the following braisa, Uri Isim Uzachartem. Says Uri Isim Uzachartem. So there's some trigger that you're going to remember something from the Reisa. So we have a drasha. What is this chatam referring to? There's a pasuk. It's a komis Hashem, but there's something specific that Torah is perhaps alluding to. So the Gemara darshin zuriyim uzachartem re'ei mitzvah zu uzachar mitzvah acheres atuya. But there's some association that naturally comes together with tzitzis that you can remember when you see the tzitzis. So what is the mitzvah atuya? The ezuzu kriyashma. So that is because Uri'isimoso is not used as a miut for Ksus Laila. So what is Uri'isimoso? It's a drasha that to tell me that when you see tzitzis, you remember what? Something associated with it, namely the mitzvah kriyashma, which is tied in, pardon the pun, connected, you could say, with tzitzis. Yeah. So what do you see from this? Alma kasavri kriyashma del raisa. So to say pshat in the drasha, Uri'isam uzachartem is komis Hashem, that you're going to see the tzitzis and remember kriyashma, meaning that's assuming that kriyashma is the entirety of kriyashma, the three parashas would be d'oraisa. But that's not in fact how we hold halacha. The kaimalon, the kriyashma drabana, pek mishameso. Sugi and third pek in brachis, we come out that kriyashma, l'chalapach is the later, maybe the first pasuk, maybe, but not the kriyasa parashas, not the whole parasha, certainly not three parashas, are not d'oraisa. So if that's the case, you couldn't use the drasha or isim u'zachartem that you're going to remember what? You're going to remember the mitzvah tuyah, but remember kriyashma, because kriyashma, to say the parashas kriyashma, is not the raisa. So what does that leave us seemingly with? What alternative? The isim, that's for the Rabban Rav Shimon. They had the pshat or isim. They didn't have the basis to darshan ksus laila to be excluded. So therefore, they use the drasha to remember kriyashma. But we cannot use the drasha to remember kriyashma, which is not a deraisa. So we're going to be back to who? To Rav Shimon's pshat that Isem is going to be a miut of Pesus Laila. That seems to be Tosa's fifth raya, but this he already says is not a raya. Because there's another possibility, and you have to come on to a new possibility in the drasha Isem, separate from Pesus Laila. Umil mizein raya. What I just said is not a raya. Why? The Rav Yehuda, we start at the beginning of the Tosas, we mentioned Rav Amram by us, and Rav Yehuda in Perkat Cheles. The Rav Yehuda, the Amar Kriyas Madrabana. The same Rav Yehuda that is going to be relevant for Hilchas Tzitzis, that women are chayiv, the Ashkechan deramat chiltu pemuze din shebeisei perkat cheles, but Rav Yehuda himself holds Kriyas Madrabana. Rav Yehuda's Kriyas Madrabana. And what does that mean? Where does that lead to him as far as Re'isem also Uzachartem? So that also the Gemara points out, Vahu Darish ki idach tana, there's another Uzachartem, another mitzvah that's connected in some way to Tzitzis. Vahu Darish ki idach tana, the Darish Uzchar Mitzvacheres Ve'ezuzu Kilayim. You look at the Tzitzis, you remember Kilayim. Why Kilayim? Because Kilayim is juxtaposed in the Psukim in Kiseitze with Tzitzis. So you see Tzitzis, you remember the context in the Chumash where you have it, and you remember the mitzvah of the Issa Shatnes. No, so what do you see? That you can hold Kriyas Madrabanan and still have a drasha with Issa Mitzachartem for Kilayim. So too it could be that it could still be that Laila's man sitzis and we hold that like the Tanakama. So that raya is not a raya. Finally, though, the Tosis does come back with a fifth raya, but Od Yesh Raya in Perek Sheni Debrachis. The Amar of Yosef Kamamalia Hashmaisa Dibimarava in Eretz Yisrael La Omer Mitzvah Tzitzis Balayla. So Yosef reported that they left out, they didn't say the Tzukim in the Parsha of Ayomer in the third section of Shema at night because Tzitzis is not Nog Balayla. But then the Gemara says in Maskana that they did say, they said those Tzuknos. Yosef was saying that they said the first few words of the section near the end of Shlach, and then they skipped, and then they got to the last few psukim, but they left out the psukim in between that talk about the asulam tzitzis and so on. Those psukim they left out because it's not noig balayla. Umasik, the Gemara concludes, however, once they began, the kibbutz of maschilin and gamina. In any event, what do you see from that Gemara? That okay, the only reason they finished was because they started. But really, it wouldn't have to be said by Laila. Why? So Mashma Dmiha, the Laila Lav Matzita. So this is therefore the point Tosis makes with many, many rayas. Halacha, in fact, is like Rav Shimon. So it's therefore Nashim HaPater, and it's Mitzvah Shezmai Grama. Okay, there's the separate discussion that, of course, is brought in the Raman and discussed in the Poskim as well. Now that we know Mitzvahs, that women are Pater from Tzitzis, so okay, we know that generally speaking, a woman could be pater from a mitzvah. Nevertheless, they could perform the mitzvah, and they, according to the Shita Rabbeinu Tam and Ashkenazic Masorah, they can make a bracha. According to the Rambam and the Sephardic Masorah, they don't make a bracha, but they can still perform the mitzvah. That's why women go hear shofar, women sit in the sukkah. So lechur, that should indicate that women should be able to wear tzitzis as well. However, lo nohagu, and then Rama brings that svara of yuara. That could be one svara that's brought. Certain things are considered yuara, so therefore, even though technically they're permitted, but that's not how they do. The other makor I think that they bring is the tag of Yonasan in the pasuk lo yechli gever al isha, lo yechli gever simlas isha, lo yechli gever al isha. He touches means tzitzis. Okay, it's obviously it's a separate inyan, but this is the discussion our Tosis in terms of the halacha per se that Laila loves man loves not tzitzis. Okay, good. That's a side inyan. I want to go to the next Tosis. Okay. See, Kasan Zuliyasi Yasan. This is already the meat of our sugya. So this is the shita of Rav. Rav holds that when you have an issue seemingly of tasav romana asui, let's say by tzitzis, but the problem does not exist as long as you have the asiya in the form of the snipping, of the cutting later on. See, kasan zui asiyasan, so therefore you could have had a situation of chut echad, which was folded over, and now you did all your gedil, you did your ksharim, your chuyos, and then after everything, then you did your cutting, and now you have your shmona chutin. And that would be fine. Sikasin Zuyas Yasin, so too says the Gemara in the case of Schach. Fectosis. We had a Gemara daftes earlier. Gara asa min hakotsim u min hagardin de le'il. The case on daftes of asa min hakotsim min hagardin is worse than what we have over here when you have the situation of not having made the tzitzis until the very end when you cut them. What does Tosus mean to ask? Tosus gives asks the kasha and then gives the teretz. The afa fi shaosin achrechein hatitis lugamre. So Tosus wants to know why not say the same rule psikasin to asiyasin in that case. The case over there asam nakotsim in a garden means that there was no tliya of the chutin in the beged because what became the chutin of the tzitzis were really from on the beged from before. Different ukimtis, different situations, garden, kotsin, basically the beged had on it little strands that were part of the beged, and now you want to use that as your tzitzis. Instead of taking separate chutin and threading them through in the corners of the beged, so you're using what was already on the beged to make that into the tzitzis. So Tosus wonders, the same way that you have over here in the case of you had the one chut and then you did all your ksharim and so on, and then you can cut it at the end. Tosus wanted to say, l'chora, the same thing could be over there. In other words, apparently Tosus were thinking that what is the problem in the case of asam nakotsim in a garden? What's the problem? The same issue that we have in our Gemara. What is the problem? In other words, there was no asiya of the tzitzis. The halacha is that tzitzis needs, you have an asiya, like you see in our Gemara. And if the chutin were there from before, that you didn't have an asiya because the chutin were there already. It's part of the beggar. No, but what do we see in our Gemara when you have the one chut and then you did everything you did, then you cut it at the end? What do you say? So Chorah says the same thing over there. I understand that the chutin were not put in the beged, but it's still called nasiya. Why? Because at the end you do what you do afterwards, and that counts as your asiya. So what does it matter that originally there was? As long as there was something at the end, you can count that as the asiya. This is kasha. Sikasa asiya. Same thing over there. Enfatosis. The afa pisha osan achrichein had tzitzis l'gamrei lo chashvino le asiyasan. Why? What's missing? Mishum v'be'inan tliya l'shem mitzvah. Tosis brings in another factor that's specific to that instance. Namely, what's lacking is tliya l'shem mitzvah. Tliya l'shem mitzvah is a din of l'shma. That's what we saw. The drasha quoted in the Gemara there also on Daf Tes. How do we know you need tzitzis, you need l'shma? What's the drasha? The Gemara quotes it. No, gedilim tasalach l'shem chovcha. That's the marker. The Gemara says, but Sukkah also says l'cha. But so then it's not vital for me. So it should be a requirement of l'shma. Says no, by sukkah you need a l'mutik zula. I said then by tzitzis you should use the gedil tazalach v'gezula. No, that you have another pasuk v'asulahem mishalahem. So therefore gzula I know is no good by tzitzis from the other pasuk mishalahem gedil tazalach l'shem chovcha. So we have a mokar by tzitzis need l'shma. By sukkah there's no mokar for b'sila b'sham. He had a mokar b'sila, had no mokar for l'shma. That's the mokar. So Tosfos says so that din of that you need l'shma would therefore dictate you need tliya l'shma. And therefore, the problem of Kotsim Garden has to do with the fact there was no tliya l'shma. But Elamai, but okay, good. So Tosis is bringing in, but there's another problem of l'shma. No, but l'maisa, you did etzika later on, you did your sharm, you did whatever you did afterwards. I'm presuming you did that l'shma, right? You have to speak out Rishma. So you did all the Rishma that comes with anything. You did it. So Vaiter, you had the Asiyah of later. So Sikasin Zu Asiyasan in our Gemara counts as a Tasa. You didn't have a Tasa until the end. But the psika at the end counts as your Asiyah. No, so then why not say the same thing over there? Whatever you do afterwards, your Triya wasn't Rishma. But the Asiyah, it doesn't say Triya, the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? What does the Pasuk say? Gedilin Tasalach. You need an Asiyah, this is Rishma, right? So do you have the Asiyah Lishma? Why not? You have the Lishma subsequently. So let that be your Lishma. Same way over here. You didn't have an Asiyah in the beginning, but you have an Asiyah in the end. So there you didn't have a Lishma in the beginning, you have the Lishma in the end. Tosus is answering, but we're missing something. No. Via mission, the intuition mitzvah. No, okay. But why? Because of a gedilat tasalach. So I have lishma in the asiyah later. So I have a asiyah lishma. What's the difference between the din lishma? I'm sure you were struggling with this in Tosis. Now, what's the difference between the din lishma that we can't use the lishma of the later stage and the din of tasav omna asli that I can say the psika of later? Counts as your asiyah. If it counts as an asiyah for tasav lomana asli, that's not a problem. So then let it count as a lishma. It all comes down to the din of asiyah or the din asiyah lishma. Elamite, sika is called asiyah, or it's not called asiyah. If it's not called asiyah, then it shouldn't work over here. If it works over here, then let it work by lishma. What the Tosis answer? There must be a lumdish of bar here. The Tosis is implicitly stating by bringing the lishma, so now everything makes sense. What's the difference? Yeah, Nachum, you think Ethan, yeah. How did you learn it?
Take
credit, okay.
Please said that. After you learn all Derek Rashi.
Good. You're on the right path already.
Yes, we said the Gemara Siyasa when we do the Kesutza, and we brought the Abnei Nezer in to speak to make the point that the placement of the Mechubar on the Schach is a necessary step to then come to do the Kesutza, which is the Gemara Siyasa.
You need not say anymore. So just stop where you are. You're already saying good.
Okay.
So let's run with what you're saying. Okay. Rashi explains. Keywords of Rashi. Kitsisasa and Zuhi what? Gemarasiyasa. We'll see Rashi on base. We got the Kita case by the Dalet Minim. Again, Lashon of Rashi is going to be the same thing. Gemarasiyasa. Which means that the Chidush that we have by Tassav Roman Asri is that we can view it as one Maisa Vichta, and as long as you have the by the Gemar, you have the Asiyah, so that's called an Asiyah. The Asiyah was all elongated Maisa, B'tchila V'atzof, and you have the Asiyah, because the Asiyah is continuing, and by the end you have your Asiyah. This is all in terms of the din, that you need an Asiyah. So I have an Asiyah, because it's what you did at the end, that's your Asiyah, it's the Gemar of what was before. So as long as you have the Asiyah at the Gemara, that's the Tasa. That's in terms of defining an Asiyah. The Tosis thing over there, it's a different concern. The problem there is not one of Tasa and Asiyah. The problem is that I need Triya Lishma. The din of Lishma, the Torah says you need Asiyah Lishma. Does that mean that you can fulfill that with a Gemara Lishma? Why assume that way? Maybe the din Lishma requires Lishma the self only? Or the din asiyah lishma means every... Again, wait. The asiyah is not the end by itself, right? What did we just say? The end is what? It's the gemar. But when did it begin? When did it begin over here? When you put the schach, by schukah, by put the schach on, by tzitzis, when you have the triya. If the Torah says asiyah lishma, what would that be interpreted as? It's enough to have the Gemara Lishma? Or what do you need to have Lishma? The entire Asiyah. Now, where's the Asiyah? The end? The Asiyah began earlier. So, in terms of saying, I have an Asiyah, because this and this are connected. So, the Asiyah began, and the Asiyah finished, and I have an Asiyah. I don't stop it before that. He did at the end. That's Gemara Asiyasa. See, because of the Gemara Asiyasa, I haven't seen it. Fine, but it began before, right? But the Asiyah before concludes with the cutting. Good. Here, the Lishma is halacha in the entire Asiyah. So the first chelk of the Asiyah didn't have Lishma. Asir Islam means the entire Asir, the whole process. Now you have to know halacha, ma'is, and all these in Yanim, let's say by tefillin and ibud, like, you know, it would mean that mamish have to have the kavana, not starting in the middle from the beginning and the chanan, but the entire process of the Asir is lishma. So therefore, you have to have the tria didn't have lishma. So what are you going to do? Have lishma later, but the entire Asir, the Asir didn't start later. You started before. Yeah.
That's what you're saying. No, it's similar. It might even be just to make a small point. When it comes to the schar, having chamas and meruba is a necessary step before it becomes tzilas and meruba. It has to be there before it becomes tzilas and meruba, because that's just how it works. When it comes to the asiyah, when it comes to the asiyah lishma, you don't have to have a tliya lishma before a kshira lishma. It doesn't have to be that way. It's not built into the way that your kosher tzitzis that way. So you see that it's not a part of the asiyah, right? Meaning the only thing is that you're getting into trouble here
because you see what you're saying might be true by tzitzis, it might be true by stamp putting schachan, but don't forget the Gemara applied that idea to what? By sukkah, the case of mechuber. That's not typical. You put mechuber on and then you cut it. So obviously, the Gemara was making a leap in the svar of Gemara Asiyasa, right? So, and that's what Avnei Nezer's mashal is not the perfect mashal. It's good. It helps Lasaber Sa'ozen. But the Yesod is not totally in what you're saying. So Yesod, it stands independent of that. The only thing is, I think the Chilk is what we're saying now, that the Lishma is Halacha in the Kol Asiyah. And the asiyah, as we said, is not just a function of what you did later; it's a function of what you did before. So, in terms of defining the asiyah as having an asiyah, so the asiyah is called asiyah because I look at what you have there as the culmination of what you had before. Asiyah I have, but lishma is a pshat is that the entire asiyah needs lishma. So the tliya we didn't have lishma; that was a chilk of the asiyah. That's missing lishma. That would be very nice in terms of reading the Tosis, but. It may not be the only way to understand Tosis, as we'll soon see. But this is, the way Rashi understood Tzikasan and Tzisasan as Gemara Siyasan, I think we understand very well why by the Shema it wouldn't help you to say Gemara, because you need to have the Shema already from before. But here, to say it's an Asiyah, I have an Asiyah because it ended over here. So the Asiyah was an Asiyah because this is a Gemara Asiyah. So it was an Asiyah Bekashris because it ended here. You hear the Havana, you hear the Svar. Ari and Rafi, yeah?
Just in terms of that explanation, where would, I mean, both of the Joshua's are coming from, probably, I guess, Tasa Lacha, or them coming, they're both coming from the word Tasa. Where did that come up that we're going to say that, oh, when it comes to having an Asiyah, then you could just have an Asiyah that's, you know, you could just have the Gemara work for that. But when it comes to Lishma, you
don't know. No, so you're not hearing the Svar. That's what the Gemara is working with. If the Pshat is it's a Gemara, then there's an Asiyah here. Asiyah Bekashrus, it is an Asiyah because it's all Maisa Richta. So there's an Asiyah. I look at it as connected. But the Maisa, it's not the entire Asiyah, it's not later. The Asiyah began now and ended later. Lishma is halacha in the entire process. So you're missing the Lishma at the beginning of the process. The Maisa started before. That before part didn't have a lishma with it. Yeah. Okay, Rafi, yeah.
Why do we even say that Tosis is the same for
Gemara
Asiyasa? Why can't we say it's
I think there's other ways to win Tosis. I agree. But what's in Svara, you're masking, yeah. In Svara, forget the word of Tosis for a second. I mean, Tosis doesn't say much. It just says, well, that's because of lishma. We're trying to understand the basis in Svara for the distinction. You have another pshat, or you're just saying, like...
I'm saying, what's the avenue that they're so similar? I mean...
No, Tosis in the question, Tosis was Kiyu thinking that the problem over there, and we'll soon see indications like that, the problem over there, of Minakos in the garden, is I lack a seer. So then it's identical to our Gemara. And I can see it. But he's in our Gemara that you can do the Pesika later. So then why can't you have...
Another thing we have happening, that was just a Tassel and also issue.
Yeah.
And then the Lishma, so now it's different.
Right. So Tosus was originally looking at that Gemara and identifying the problem in the same way that our Gemara has a problem with Tassavum Nasri. So if the strands were different before, there's no Asiya. But there is an Asiya at the end. So that should count. So it should be the same halacha like our Gemara. This is no Gara. Why? Because of the Tzvi L'Shem Mitzvah that's lacking. So I asked you, no situation mitzvah. So let it work later on the same way it works for Asiya, let it work for Lishma. And we're saying, no, Asiya, it is, but Lishma means that the entire process needed to do Lishma.
What's the happening of an Asiya without the previous Lishma?
No, Tosis could be was not thinking that the problem was Lishma at all, Tosis. Maybe was thinking that the problem was...
I mean, our question that we're asking is, why can the end of Asiya just act as your Lishma? Why would we think that? Why would we think that the end of
Sia
could actually be
a Lishma?
If it was that
said,
you needed to
see Lishma. You think the Kasha, it's so pashit that I should have given it, it shouldn't even a Kasha to begin with.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay? You hear the Spurs so well that it's not even, You couldn't make a case and say as long as they had a Lishma at some point. So they have Lishma, fulfill Lishma. You can hear that. Seek the end of the process had a Lishma. You can hear that, no? I had a Lishma at the end. He's saying, but more misdamas to say no. The Lishma means that the entire process. Okay, it's not so partial. Once you get the halacha, you have to know. The Lishma is by tzitzis, Lishma is by tefillin, ibud. So let's say the person started doing the ibud of the klaf, those who were in Baba Safis, and they didn't think or say Lishma until a little bit into the process. Problem because they had to have mamish from the big mamish from the very first scratching, whatever it is. Not so simple. As long as you have your lishma along the way, and we're saying no. Let's say you started writing a letter, and halfway through the letter they realized it hadn't had kabbana or deeper lishma, and then they say in the middle, I could have heard a halacha. No, okay. As long as you have it, at some point you made sure you didn't finish the process without saying, thinking or saying Lishma. No, we're saying now, no, you need to have the Lishma from the very beginning. Before you start, there should be no part of the Asiya that didn't have Lishma. Okay, but all this is recognized, it's predicated on the point that Rashi made, that the Gemar, the point of Gemar was, it's a Gemar Asiyasa, which means that you really have to go back to before. Except that for Asiya, so I have the Asiya because I have a Gemar. But as far as Lishma, well, the Asiya started before. I didn't have Lishma before.
Is it possible that Tosfos is trying to establish that there's totally different concepts of Asiya and Lishma? You can have one without the other. And meaning, not that it has to do with, from the beginning from there, but it's two different criteria. In that case, usually you have the Asiya, you don't have the Lishma. So it's a different issue.
Okay, I mean, granted. In other words, to the extent that the Asiya can be accomplished through what you do subsequently, so to that extent, you have it there as well. You're leading us on to Tosus Menachis, which I want to now read, because, again, it's going to be an interesting thing to see what comes out of that Tosus. But, yeah, correct. In other words, Asiya, Atas Mun Asiya, I don't have over there. That's what you're saying. The problem of Garden and Kotsin is... Let me echo what you're saying, okay? Tell me if I'm correct. Or both say, listen up. The problem of Tassavim and Asui does not exist in the case of Daftes. In the case of Asav and Akos in the garden. Yeah. The only sole problem is one of Lishma.
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to hold that thought, okay? Yeah?
It does, yeah, it does.
So people were timing like this. Shmuel, who was timing that this morning at Seder, that if it's not Lishma, then it can't be called Nasiya either. I don't know. No, who was timing that? Together. Yaakov, yeah? You are. No? You and your Chavisa. No? Okay. Look at Tosis Menachis with me. Mem Beis. Oh, you can't. I have to read with you. I can read for you. Okay, I read for you. Okay. I'll read slowly. Hakotsim. You saw it. You see it again. Tiris Bekuntris. Now, this is a Rashi that we don't have, as you probably realize, right? Tosus quotes the same Rashi. The problem, this is the Gemara Daf Tes, the case is mentioned here as well, Minachis. Asa min hakotsim min hanimim min hagarden, means from whatever leftover threads were on the beged, you made that into tzitzis, psula. So Tosus quotes the same Rashi. Mishum tasa velo mina asli. Okay? Tosus quotes the problem as being one of, there was no asiya. Tosus asks Akasha and Rashi. Chuli nira, dema de ovid achakach, hainu asiya. What you do later is an asiyah. The Amar Rav Gufek, and the statement of Kotz and his Rav, that's what Tosus Mustamo is asking here also from there, because it's Rav. I mean, it's Rav here in Tzikas Dor Siyasan as well. The MS is just the backtrack. Shmuel also agrees, you remember, we pointed out yesterday, that if you would do the Psika before you started the Kesher Elyon, right? So Shmuel would have got from the first of the Gemara. Kosher v'achakach. Posek v'achakach kosher would be fine, right? So to that extent, that Shmuel holds that you can do a psika after the tria, the Kasha Tosis asks, is only a rabbi, even a Shmuel. The Kasha Tosis asking from minakotz and minagarden. It's not just according to Rav, right? It's according to Shmuel too, because you're doing it after tria, but you haven't done any kshir yet. So what's the big deal? Tassel nasli, but you can as long as you do it right after the tria. So it's really not just a kasha and rav. Tosus brought in the kasha on dibar maskel b'sikas and tzuras yasan, I suppose, because it was rav who said over here b'sikas tzuras yasan. It was rav who said asam nakotz and tzula. So it's straightforward, rav and rav. But the right way of the kasha is even for Shmuel. So now Tosus asks on what he quotes from Rashi, that the problem of kotsim, a summon of kotsim, is tasa v'lomina asli. It says, v'li nira, d'mad d'abin achakach, hainu asiyah. D'amar Rav Gufik, and he's bringing in Rav himself, because again, Rav Rishitaso, it's only going to be a kasha. D'amar Rav Gufik, t'lo an v'akach pasak rashi chutin shalehen, kasha, d'zu yasi yasa. V'chen gabi, chen perkam d'sukkah, gabi hidlo yasa gefen. So Tosus asks Akash on the Rashi that he quoted. That how could you tell me it's a problem of Tasa Vomana Asui? Rav himself holds you can do the Psika later on. And so too by Sukha. So what's the big deal? So there's really no reason why it shouldn't be possible because Tassel Ubin Asi. Therefore, it says Tosus, Ella Taima Mishum Debeinan Tliya Lishma. In other words, so where does Tosus end up? Like our Tosus here. That the problem is, so this is Abraham, what you were basically saying. The problem of Tassel Ubin Asi does not exist by Kotsu. Because after all, Rav holds you could do later your psika, and as we said, even Shmuel should in theory agree, because it's, as long as you do psika before the kshira, it should be fine. It could be post-tulia. Tosus brings it from Rav, because Rav is the Balamim over here by Kotsim, so he says, yeah, but Rav is sure should be matir. So it's not a problem of Tasvav and us. The problem is, Lishmatnu, and what is the issue? So Lishma is different. And now we have to figure it out back again, like we have an Atosis. Nope, Lishma. So we said, do you need the whole thing Lishma? And here, it's enough to have the Asiyah because of what's later on. But now I want you to think deeper. First of all, just let me maybe be Magdim. This Pshat, the Tosis brings Vishen Rashi. Have you heard any indication of this in Masechet Sukkah, this pshat? You have, without realizing it. You have. That the reason for Menachotzim being puzzled is because of Tassabom and Asli. Now, is this the way Rashi learns on Daf Tes? No. But is this something that Rashi had to rebut as a possible pshat on Daf Tes? So let's revisit Daf Tes, okay, for a second. Go back to Daf Tes. What's the context, Rabotzai, of this statement of the Gemara, of this statement brought by Rav Asabna Kotzin? How does it get into the Sugya Daf Tes in Sukkah? The Gemara says, Beis Hillel doesn't require Lishma by Sukkah. Shouldn't it be a Svara? The Gemara at this point assumes that Lishma is a requirement, Misvara. The Gemara is going to answer, no, Shiny Hassan, because it's Dilam Tasirach the Pasuk. I Sukkah as a Pasuk. Sukkah doesn't have next to Pasuk available. But at this point, the Gemara seems to hold that manufacturing a Chetzah Shal Mitzvah should need Lishma Misvara. And for this, the Gemara brings the Maimra of Rav. Asa min ha-kotzim min ha-manimin min ha-gardim sula. As a kasha on it, how could Beis Hillel therefore not require sukkah lishma? Now, if you look at the words of the Gemara, look with me at the words of the Gemara, this you have in front of you. U-Beis Hillel les lohud Rav Yehuda amarav. The Amar of Yehuda amarav. Asa min ha-kotzim ha-manimin min ha-gardim sula. Min ha-sisim k'sheira. If you made this, the tzitzis from these strands that are left on the baguette, pasul. Minasisin, that means that the strands had been already spun, the threads had been spun already. So the ksheira, that Rav didn't have any problem with. The Gemara continues, Kiamita kame de Shmuel, when Rabbi Yehuda said, I said, oh, Bishmuel, Shmuel, this name of Rav, Amali, af minasisin nami psula. What did Shmuel add? That the what season is no good. Season means that the thread was spun already beforehand, and now you want to use it for tzitzis. That's also puzzle. Why did Shmuel say season is puzzle? Because he needs to be a lishma. Now comes the next word of the Gemara. What is the next word of the Gemara? So without the parentheses, to be in a tefillah lishma. Hachinami nebai sukkah sui lishma. That's reading it without the alma. Now, if you don't read the Alma, then what is the Gemara asking? You need this Tefillah Lishma. That's Shmuel. And what about Rav? You need what Lishma? What? Tefillah Lishma. And so too, you need Asiya Sukkah Lishma B'Sil. In fact, the Gemara, how could B'Sil say Sukkah Yishon is Kasher? And for the Gemara, there it's a Pasuk. That's without the Alma. So the Kasher would be not just from Shmuel, who's Tefillah Lishma, the Kasha is equally a Kasha from Rav, who requires Tefillah Lishma, because why else did Rav passel when he said, Min HaKotzim Tzula? It must be because he needs Tefillah Lishma, and that's the root of the Gemara's Kasha. What if you had the word Alma in here? What would change? Alma means that the Gemara was only asking from who? From Shmuel. So if Shmuel requires Tefillah Lishma, but then Hachinami Beisil should require Sukkah Lishma as well. The Gemara says, that's what the Rida Marav, he didn't mean Rida Marav, he meant Rida Marav as reported afterwards to Shmuel, and Shmuel's response, even Minasisin is possible. But if that were the proper Girsa, then apparently the Gemara would be asking only from Shmuel, he needs Shmuel for the Kasha. Why wouldn't it be a Kasha from Rav? Rav also possible because of Lishma. Apparently, there's another reason you could have explained why Rav passed in his case. Why? Tassavom and Asli, the kuntres that Tosis quoted in Menachis Membeis. That the problem in Rav was not one of Lishma, it had no shakas to the kasha for Abisila. Abosu, you're the cheshbin, yes.
Yes.
Rashi wants you to understand the real pshat in the Gemara is without the Alma. Look, now look at the Rashi. Now we read a Rashi, come back with new lenses. Look at the Rashi in the test. Rashi says, back on the Ramaskel Psula, Hollow Tulian the Omdin Ko Era Bebeged, Blow Nitru Ba Lashem Sitzis. The Tria was not Lashem Sitzis. Lava Sila Shma. It's not called a Sila Shma. The problem is, you don't have Lashma. Sila Shma. The Tria wasn't Lashma. Mina Sisim Ksheira. Hog Shenitru Bebeged Lashem Sitzis Nitru. As long as the Tria was Lashem Sitzis, Asila Shma would. Asir Shmahi, the Tfiyah Rishmah lo be'inan. Shein Tfiyah min Asir. Rav holds, Tfiyah doesn't go into the din of Asir. Only the Tfiyah is called the Asir. Kamita kamita Shmah b'yudah tamid ish Rav ish Shmah yilachat tefesh Rav hayo omer Shmah ish Shmah kach amali Rav. Shetesi dvarim fesh Shmah nechak lo nikol malko. Nikol malko. The point being, tarvayu Asir Rishmah bo. What does Rashi want to set us straight on? Read the Rashi, Rav Moshe. Appreciate the Rashi. Nikol malko on what? Tarvayu asir l'shmago. Tarvayu, meaning Rav and Shmuel require asir l'shmago. The only question is, what goes into the asir of tzitzis to be called asir l'shmago? Rav says only tria, tria non, tria. And Shmuel would say even what? Tvia. Continues Rashi. Alma lo gasinan. So the word alma that we have in our parentheses should not be in the Gemara. Elo achi gasinan. This is how you have to read the Girsa. Af menasisin psula. This is what who said? Shmuel said. Did be inan tviya lishma. And finish. But the kash is not from Shmuel. Demand the garas alma. Again, now you're reading the Rashi in the land. Demand the garas alma. Mashma. The high demosiv kamala. That it's the maksha who's saying this alma that I'm bringing out from Shmuel. The argument that therefore tzuka needs lishma, just like Shmuel requires tviya lishma. The imkain, if it's the maksha saying alma, then the alma is working off of Shmuel. Imkain lo mosi el mi deshmuel. But it's not true. V'lo mosi, not so. The rab nami asi lishma bai. Rab also requires asi lishma. So the kasha is just as much from rab as Shmuel. Mitavayel parach. Who was this other shat? Both say clear as day. This is what Tosis is quoting. B'shem HaKuntra is interesting. In Menachos. That the problem of Menachotin is not one of Lishma. It's one of Kasev Omenas. In which case, the Gemara's Kasev would never have been from Rav. It had to be from Shul, so you have to be Goris Alma in the Gemara. So Shmuel says, you need to feel Lishma, so you should need by Suk as well. And the Gemara has to go answer whatever there is a Pasuk. But the kasha from Rav was not a kasha because Rav only talked about Tasev Menasri. Okay, now so to the Tosis and Menachos. The Tosis quotes B'shem HaKodesh, again, I don't know, we don't have the Rashi, but Tosis quotes it, that the problem is Tasev Menasri. What does Tosis ask on this pshat? No. Can't have the problem tassel of Nasi. Why? Because Rab Gufe holds Sikasa and Zulasiyasa. That means that in the case when you have the chutin on the beged from before, but later on you do your thing, you do what you need to do afterwards, Sharim and everything else, and see everything that comes later. So that counts. So it's not Tassel Omen Asri. What would Rashi say to such a kasha? There should be no problem in our coaching. In effect, you might say this is what Tosis was asking by us, right? Maishna. That Minakotzin, why is that worse, Minakotzin, than Agamar? Agamar, you see, you can have the Asiyah happen later on. Pesikas and Zulasiyasan, according to Rav, and we know that even Shmuel, in theory, to the extent that you do the Kshira, you can have it after the Tria, and it can count as an Asiyah. So therefore, Minakotzin should be fine as well. Tosis answers, no, that's a problem of Tria Lishma. But Tosis quotes here from Rashi, the problem over there is one of Tassel Menasri, and Tosis asks, so then, what do you mean? The Madin Bavracha, Gachayinu Asiya. What would Rashi answer? what does it mean to say sikasa su asiyasa? What you do later, hainu asiyasa. What have we been thinking about until now? What does that mean? Sikasa, what's the asiyah? The gemara. So what's the asiyah? It's only what you do later? It's not what you do later. It's the whole process. The process began, and the process culminated with the psika later on. But just to count what you do later on as the asiyah? No. You need to have the tchila. Right? The whole process. No. I ask you. Over here, in this gemara, in this case, what do you have before? What do you have before? Strands were on the beggar. There was nothing. And now what? Now afterwards, after the tria, you can do whatever you do your thing. Shira, sika, whatever. But you didn't do anything before. Would you be able to save sikasin through asiyasa in a case we didn't do anything before? I ask you. Instead of hidla le'as a gefen, go back to sukkah. Let's say the wind took the branches of the gefen and hurled it on top of the sukkah. And now you go ahead and you do ksitza. According to the way we've been seeing the sugya until now, the way Rashi keeps saying it, tisas is zui gemara siyasa. Kasher or not kasher? Kasher or not kasher? Not kasher. How could it be gemara siyasa? There was nothing before. It happened in Mele. It wasn't hidla sagefen. Nidla me eleha. It got lifted by itself. And now you did ksitza later on. That would be tasavom nasu. The only reason it's going to work later with ksitza is because you started it before, and then we could say that the way that it works is you, instead of cutting it and then putting it down, so you can do another way. You can put it down and then cut it. The ma'isa is it's one ma'isa. That's your anochas chach. That's your asiyah sukkah. So you could put it down and then cut it, but you have to put it down. Otherwise, just cutting later, it's not an asiyah. Tosis is asking here on Rashi in Menachis that you can't tell me Menachotzim is a problem of Tasavom Na'asui. Why? Because what you do later on, Rav holds that Madaraka Chayinu Asiya. Yeah, but over here there was nothing beforehand. So Hakatosis has such a kasha. L'chor, that's what the Kuntris in Menachis would answer. That's what the Rashi of Menachos, the Tosis quoting, would respond to Tosis Kasha. You can't tell me that I'm going to do it later. If I didn't do anything before, then you can't solve the problem with later. It can only be Gemara Siyas. According to Rashi, everything works beautifully in terms of the answer to the, in terms of understanding the issue, in terms of the kasha Tosis asks. I understand the chiluk. I understand what Tosis is asking. It's not a kasha. What did Tosis mean to ask? Apparently, Tosis didn't understand this the pshat as Rashi here says gemara siyasa. The chayra Tosis would have therefore held that the words of the Gemara are what the words say. Ketzitzasan zuhi asayasa. Tzikasan zuhi asayasa. In other words, the asiya is later. It seems from Tosis, I would say, machokas in this. If it was nidla me'eleha, you did a tzitza, that would be an asiya. And so too will be here. Right, when it was in a coach, if the problem says no asli, solve it all later on. That's the asiya. Now, explain why that should be. How does that constitute an asiya? Who can give me a svara? How can you count? How can if you read the Gemara that way, ketzitzas asiyasa means that's the asiya. How can it be an asiya? What you did was cut some things that were on it. That's called asiya schach. No. Chare the pshat would be. There's two ways to make a sukkah. You can make a sukkah by putting on schach. Or, if a schach that's now in a massive of soul, and you do something to the schach to be machshe the sukkah, you transform the sukkah from being a pasul sukkah to a kashrut sukkah. Now see a sukkah. I made the sukkah. How did I make the sukkah? I can make a sukkah in the physical sense. I position the schach on, that's making a sukkah. Or if I do something in the schach that's transforming it from being pasul to being kosher, presto, I have a kosher sukkah. I made a sukkah. That's the board. So it is by tzitzis. It's one chut. You did all the ksharin, but right now it's a matzah that's pasul. But you did a maisa in the chutin that makes it kosher. That's a siyas tzitzis. It's a new vart. It's a new perspective. It's not the way we're saying in Rashi, because it's a gemara. So you really have to go back to before. And it's all one long maisa. And the vart that we're saying, no, Tosus would apparently be saying that it's in the asiyah is later on. So you don't have to do anything before. It's all happening later. That's the asiyah. If that's what Tosus is assuming in the Nachas, so then I'm not so positive that Tosus here has to be learning Pshat differently on this. Rashi clearly is a stira. Okay, Tosus quotes a Rashi. I don't have to say Tosus is the same about Tosus in the Chinami. But now I'm asking myself, if the Pshat in the Gemara could be not Gemara Asiyasan, but Asiyasan, that's the Asiyah, then we have to go back to our Tosus. So what's the difference between the din of Lishma, Tosus concludes, and Menachas? Stay with Tosus and Menachas. Forget about our Tosus. Tosus says, Elamai, what's the problem? What's the problem when it comes to Nakotsin? What's the problem? I lack Lishma. What do I lack Lishma? Where's the Asiya? At the end. So I have Lishma. Forget Tosus here. Oh, maybe Tosus. So Dach Rashi, maybe it's not. Tosus and Menachos. How's Tosus and Menachos going to answer the kasha? What's the difference between Lishma, what we were asking at the end of our Tosus? What's the difference between Lishma and Tassavo Bena Asri? Now that you're telling me the promise is Lishma, so what's the difference? So we said, oh, very simple, Derech Rashi. It's only Gemara Asiyah. So Gemara Asiyah is enough to say, have an Asiyah. It's the Gemara. But Lishma, you need the Lishma from the beginning of the Asiyah. But now we're showing from Tosus Kasha in Menachos that Tosus would have been willing to have the Asiyah be the entire Asiyah later. There was nothing you did before. So new, if that can count as an Asiyah for Tassavo Bena Asri, what can that be the fulfillment of the Lishma? Then that's the Asiyah. Then the Asiyah was Lishma. The Asiyah is what you did later. So we're back to our square one. So what makes Lishma different than Tassavo Bena Asri? That Tassavo Bena Asri, you can rely on the Ktitza or the Tzikav later on, and by Lishma, I can't. If you're going to say because it's a Gemar, but you need a Lishma from the very beginning of the Asiyah, good. But now we're saying that the Asiyah is not before, the Asiyah is later. Yeah?
I mean, you could say that when you didn't have anything before, it could function as an Asiyah in and of itself. But where you have more, where you did more, so even though like that could be an Asiyah in itself, just a psika,
okay,
you did.
You're on the right track. Everyone here, let me hear more from anyone else. Yeah? Okay, let's go. Good. It's all good. You had more, so you need more. Yeah? But see, here what we're struggling with. No? Yeah. The pshat that we gave before to distinguish between lishma that you need from the beginning and it comes in Tassavo Bena Asri that you can rely on the end was because we were going out there after the mashmos of Rashi in our sugya. That tzitkasan or tzitzasan is really gemara siyasan, which means that the asiya began before and it concluded later. So we said, so in terms of the Asiyah, I have the Asiyah, it's included later, but it's an Asiyah, it's all an Asiyah, called Tasa. But Lishma means not just that I had a Lishma at some point at the end. Lishma means that the entire Asiyah, beginning to end, needs to be Lishma. That's if the Asiyah was beginning before. But now we see from Tosus in the Nachas, seemingly, the Tosus wanted to ask on Rashi that he quoted, that the Nakotin is a Pama Tasa Vlomana Asli. Says Tosus, no, you can do the Rash Rav himself holds you can do Psika later on. So Tosus wanted that to work even when they had no Asiyah in the beginning. Apparently Tosus held that it's not that's a Gemara Asiyah, it is the Asiyah. So if that's the case, then why can't also be enough for the Lishma too that I have the Asiyah of Lishma later on? So you want to say, no, but there was something that you still did before. So that has to go into the Lishma as well. even though you can label the Asiya later, but what preceded the, what you want to consider the whole Asiya also needed Lishma. Explain better.
Anything you did as part of the process.
Good. You're saying good, but you're missing just one lumdisha tweak that I think would help everything you say. Maybe. Okay? Maybe. Like what? Something about, the, and you know a little bit about this from Daf Tesamid Aleph with the Baruch Ber and the Tosis about Lishma to be able to find what I'm looking for. What makes Lishma distinct maybe than just the notion of an Asiya, of the din of Asiya? What is the nature of the din of Lishma? Yeah.
You can't retroactively like give kavana to what you did by tzitzis. Whereas by sukkah, like we're saying, you need some form of Asiya. So when you do that later, you have an Asiya there. But by tzitzis, when you need it for the different steps of the process, so just by doing an Asiya Lishma afterwards, that can't change my kavana on a previous Asiya.
Okay. Is it about changing kavana or is it something else? What is Lishma a function of? We had this idea in Baruch Ber and Tosu Deptet. More than that. What? Something else? Okay, Baruch Ber had this distinction between a kavana by matzah, lishma by matzah, for example, and why, let's say, by sukkah, v'chuli. One could be a din in the kima gavra for the kavana, right? And what was the other din lishma that he spoke about?
The chefza
is a different chefza. The chefza is transformed. That it is a chefza that is defined in terms of those kavanas that were thought or expressed as it was manufactured. It was the lishma becomes part and parcel of the chefza itself. In other words, if you were to say that by tzitzis, that would mean that the fact that those chutin are in the tzitzis in the way that they are, so the everything about it was l'shem tzitzis. Everything that you did in this goes into the chefza to be defined as a chefza that is l'shem tzitzis. When you speak about asiya, it's just about the gavra. Asiya is the gavra. Did you do it? What's your asiya? Did you have an asiya? Check it off the list. I did an asiya. Where's the asiya? Later. Good. Talk about lishma. Lishma is defined in terms of, you know, stamping the chefza with that l'shem mitzvahs X. To the extent that it's a function of the chefza, then that every aspect of that chefza being put together has to have that l'shem mitzvah. Notwithstanding the fact that you can call this the ma'aseh asiya, but the ma'aseh that There was whatever went into before that. There was clear. There was all that. It's here because it was nitri in the baget, and it was look. I don't wait for an halacha. All the different things in lishma. Say nitri and on. The first sif in some yidala. Hachutin tzarich shiyu tibuyin lishman. That's like Shmuel we hold. Rama brings a chumra even lenatsa. That's the combing of the. The combing of the wool after it's sheared off the animal, that's niputz. That's another chumra that he says the minig is to be meko. There are those who try to be mahader niputz lishma sheyomar b'tchila sativoy shu osa kem l'shem tzitzis. Then he brings shazira lishma. That's another step in the process after the tviya. But all of these things are defining the chefza becoming a chefza shel mitzvah. So because the definition of lishma is a function of the chetzah becoming, emerging as a chetzah, it therefore would require the tli. You can't just rely on whatever maisa you did later. That's my maisa. No, if it's lishma, then it would have to go back to every aspect of the chetzah becoming a chetzah shel mitzvah. And therefore the chilk of Tosis would still be valid, in which case I go back and say maybe Tosis and Sukkah meant that. Maybe Tosis and Sukkah didn't mean the chilk that we said. That Tosis is going out derech Rashi, that's Gemara Asiya, and Tosis meant to say that by Lishma, I need the Tchilas Asiya to be Lishma as well, and over there it's enough to have the Gemara to be the Tasa. Maybe Tosis in Sukkah happens to hold like Tosis in Menachis, who apparently holds that the entire Asiya is later. And nonetheless, Tliya Lishma is a problem if it's not Lishma, because the Lishma is a function of the Chetzah, and therefore the Tliya. Even if you call the Asiya the Tzika and everything afterwards, but the Tliya, the Bechisaron in the Chetz is being Lishma, the Tliya wasn't Lishma. Even if I can call the, because
all that is mitzdarif in some way to the asiyah too. You did that. It's part of your making the tzitzis. So you can't just say, well, I can makayim my asiyah. If it was a kim and a gavra, so I fulfill my asiyah with later. So I have my tasa. It's all later, not before. It's all later. That's if you have to fulfill an asiyah. But if you have to talk about the chetz of becoming what it became, then everything has to, by definition, become part of the asiyah. It's not just that I have my asiyah later, all later. No, if you did it before, it's mitzdarif memela to that, you know, that the end. I just took what you said, I'm just giving you maybe the underpinnings of it. Because the lishma is a din in the chetza, so therefore everything that leads up to it is by definition part of the asiyah, whether you like it or not. Because that's what lishma means. Lishma means the emergence of that chetza as a chetza shel mitzvah. So there's no two ways about it. It's going to have to require everything, including the tuliyah, to be lishma. Because that being a chetza is being nitre, the beggar too. That's part of its identity. And the identity requires to be l'shem mitzvah sitzis. Not a simple svar, but I think maybe enough to understand. Okay. We'll continue in the sugya. We'll see more about this question, this machlokas, nafkaminas, maybe from this, in terms of the Yerushalmi that we'll see maybe on Sunday. That whether you see it as Gemara Asiyah or it's the entire Asiyah. It could be other Nafkaminas who come from this also.